Have you ever seen a face in the water when swimming in the ocean? Were the myths of old actually true? Do beautiful half-women wait for us in the sea? Today we test the believability of sirens and mermaids.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
I thought this episode was gonna be stupid, but my wife Stephanie said, you should do sirens. I said, no, that's dumb.
Can you add a siren sound effect right here?
Yes.
And be like, no, that's not what this episode's about. Although I like how you were like, are they waiting for us, these half women in the water? Like specifically for you and me?
Me and you.
It's been a minute since I've been in the ocean, so they are waiting. They are checking their little fish watches.
They're still swing. They're still singing, and I thought
Dave Matthews to try and get me out there.
That would get you though.
And I'm like, hey, what is that? What is that? The boop, lovely boop, ladies. Boop.
But yeah, I thought this wasn't going to be very good, and I started doing some research into it. I was like, well, I guess I'll look into it, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
So you're setting the bar high, and I appreciate that you were going to do an episode that you thought was going to be trash.
I did.
I did Charmander, and I thought Charmander was going to be trash, and it was great, I think. I thought.
I like Charmander a lot.
Thank you.
So how I want to start this episode off is, well, I just want to say thank you, Stephanie. I shouldn't say that sarcastically. Thank you, Stephanie. But I want to start this episode off by reading a little bit of the most famous siren encounter, I'd say ever.
Ever.
From the Odyssey.
Oh, you're going to read the Odyssey.
Excerpt, yes.
There is nothing that's going to make people want to continue listening more than the Odyssey.
I think a couple passages from the Odyssey will not kill any of us.
I think everybody's going to come out a little smarter.
They could. Oh, friends. Oh, ever partners of my woes. Attend while I what heaven forbodes disclose. Hear all. Fate hangs over all. On you it lies to live, unperish, to be safe, be wise. In flowery meads the supportive sirens play, touch thy soft lyre, on tin voice lay. Me alone, with my felters thinly bond, gods allow to hear the dangerous sound. Hear and obey, if freedom I demand, be ever fettered strained, be added band to band. That's all I'm going to read.
I can't be the only person that got nothing from that. I'm assuming it has something to do with mermaids or sirens.
Sirens.
But I just started thinking, like, what's in my fridge right now? Did I buy yogurt? Was it Greek yogurt?
Don't you tell me what it means?
Yeah. Break it down for us. Give me the spark notes.
What he's saying is, I want to hear the siren song. So you want my crew, my guys. I want you to tie my limbs to the mast of the ship so I can hear the sound that is forbidden, the siren song.
Of the counterculture. Well, rise against reference.
Oh my God.
Okay. So he's like, turn that shit up to 11
yeah.
And tie me down so I don't go kill myself accidentally.
So I don't go jump off the ship, because he knows that's the myth. That's what was supposed to happen. That it's supposed to lure sailors to their deaths.
What song would I have to be playing for you to go to your watery depths and die?
Maybe the A-Team from Ed Sheeran?
Okay.
So, for those of us that do not know, a siren is not the same thing as a mermaid. Which, when I was doing research, I was like, I'm sure it's the same thing.
I would assume that if somebody doesn't know a lot about these two, that they would assume maybe mermaids aren't bad and maybe sirens try to lure and kill you. Now, I know we already did a quiz for Patreon, so I know there's more to it than that, but that's me assuming what somebody might assume.
That's a lot of assuming.
There's a lot of assumptions happening on this episode.
No, when I was, I forgot what a siren was, actually. It's different than a mermaid, because they get lumped into kind of the same category, but they're not the same. A siren is a half-woman, half-bird creature. And a mermaid, half-woman, half-fish.
You're kind of adding to the lumping on this episode.
Well, yeah, I did put them together, but they're not...
they're like peanut butter and jelly. It just works.
They do go together. And when they're talking about, like, great Greek myths, they are lumped together as well. Although sirens only found one place. They're only known to live in the Mediterranean Sea. They live in this kind of fantasy that Homer made from the Iliad. Now, are they real? That's what we're going to talk about. Now, a siren is known to lure in sailors, like I said. But mermaids, they've kind of been known as good and bad kind of entities. Like a mix of both. Mermaids, unlike sirens, are reported in most kinds of bodies and waters. Even lakes and like rivers and stuff like that.
Pools.
Well,
just won't leave, man.
But yeah, mermaids have roots in a lot of cultures. Approximately 7.
I've heard.
Now, according to Britannica, in some versions, this is how sirens are made. Demeter turned these women that were supposed to be protecting Persephone, her daughter, from Hades. As a punishment, she turned them into sirens.
What's Demeter?
Demeter is a god. Thank you. Demeter is a god in Greek mythology. And Persephone is her daughter. And Persephone is kidnapped by Hades. And some versions of the story, she's supposed to be protected by some women, and they didn't do their job, according to Demeter, and she turns them into sirens as punishment.
So half girl, half bird.
Yep, that's right. And they're described with heads of women, wings sometimes, and sometimes with bird legs.
Listen, one of my favorite drawings that I do all the time, like if like in Drawful, or if like you're somewhere where you can just sketch artist stuff, I love putting my best friend Tyler Wright's head on a chicken body. Is Tyler a siren?
I think in your mind, you envision him as a siren.
I think he is a siren.
Yeah.
He hasn't tried to kill me yet.
Yet.
But he does want to hang out Sunday, so I literally might die this Sunday.
I do want to point out that mermaids have been known to be around longer than sirens, because their mythology goes back farther. They've been kind of in the mind of humans since we've been around.
That's probably the only place they exist, too, but I'll save that for the discussion.
According to RMG from England, there's a magazine. One of the earliest mermaid legends appears in Syria around 1000 BC, when the goddess Atagadrius dove into the lake, and in this lake form, she became a fish woman. As the gods would not allow her to give up her great beauty, only her bottom half became a fish, and she kept her hot top half. And she became a top half human.
How long of a discussion do you think that was? For like, all right, we're going to keep half. Flip a coin.
Have you ever heard of like...
I literally thought, you'd be like, have you ever seen a mermaid?
No, like I haven't seen like a top half fish, bottom half woman. That'd be weird, right?
That's a Family Guy cutaway.
Yeah, that feels impractical.
He's like, I kind of feel like you owe me something. And then she knocks him down and he just flops around.
So in different cultures, mermaids mean different things. I've got 3 examples, even though there's more, but I only wanted to pull 3 that I found to be kind of different than what you'd expect. So the first one we know, the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans, sirens and mermaids. So the mermaids of Greek and Roman mythology are really close to the appearance of the characters of the European myth we think about today. So like Ariel.
So this one is what we expect.
Yeah, this one is what you expect. This is what you think about.
We're still on that assumption kick.
Absolutely.
This is what I know you think about it this way. She's got red hair.
So many ancient Greek myths equate sirens and mermaids. However, while they do share many characteristics, they are seen as 2 different things. Like we've mentioned before, they're different things.
Well, yeah, a bird and a fish.
Yeah.
I know my animals, bro.
And apparently, a famous folktale from Alexander the Great's sister, she was transformed into a beautiful mermaid upon her death in 295 BC and lived in the Aegean Sea.
Who did that?
Who did that?
Yeah, like people don't just die and then become fish. Like who's the one that was like, all right, you're dead now. We're going to take those legs and turn them into fins.
I don't know. That's just the myth that she became a mermaid. Stuff like that just happened back then.
Nobody was like, this person, it doesn't say like so-and-so, or it just like she died and she was related to this guy that you hear about.
Yeah. And she turned into a mermaid.
Oh, that's weak.
But there's encounters with this. Whenever a ship would pass, she would ask the sailors one question. Is King Alexander alive?
And they're like, what? I can't hear you all the way down there with these waves crashing. She's like, what did she say?
Is King Alexander alive?
Is King Alexander alive? And she's like getting water in her mouth because of the waves and stuff. And he's like, I don't know what this girl is saying.
And if the sailor answered correctly, he lives and reigns and conquers the world, she would allow the ship to continue on its journey. Any other answer was said to anger her, and she would conjure a storm and doom the vessel.
So they have to say in that order, like they just have to know. That should be a pamphlet. Like, you know how like when you get on a plane and the stewardesses come out and they're like, all right, over here are like the airbags and your seat turns into a floating device. I think the captain of the ship should be like, hey guys, swab the poop deck, drink as much rum as you'd like. And also, if this chick pops up out of the water, you must say it like this exactly. Otherwise, we're all doomed. Die. Now enjoy your trip. And I'll see you guys in the
It's like scene. Part of sailor school. You have to learn the order of that answer.
I wonder if you had the same sentiment, but you flipped it. Now, what does she do if you get it wrong?
She dooms your ship, conjures a storm.
It's a lot of power.
Well, I mean, they put a lot of stock in the roommates.
This is the same, and this is the same person that was related to Alexander the Great?
It's his sister.
I thought she was dead.
She died and became a mermaid.
So that brought her back to life?
Listen, a dead mermaid
I've had a lot of fish die that just float after 4 days. Thanks, Walmart. I was able to come around and accept that randomly she died and became a mermaid. But now you're expecting me to believe that she died, became a mermaid, and is now just spending time out in the sea waiting for a ship to float by so she can pop quiz them.
I guess in this scenario,
maybe she's vengeful because even though she does all this crazy stuff, she's just known as Alex the Great's sister.
Well, she has a name, but it's hard to say.
That's the problem. If her name was like Betty, you know, or what, Mary the Mermaid,
or Ariel.
Or Ariel. That's a little, you know, she'd be battling for that.
Yeah, it'd be a lawsuit.
Yeah, but if she was Mary the Mermaid, maybe she would be more well. Although I will say, Alexander the Great is well known, but I couldn't tell you anything about him.
I know a couple
What did he turn into when he died? Nothing. Worm chow.
So let's move on. Another culture that has mermaids in their past is the African Mamawata. In West, South, and Central Africa, a range of tales exist about a mythical water spirit in Mamawata, meaning water as mother, or mother of the waters. As these spirits are small deities, and they stem from multiple African cultures, so like there's a couple of cultures with like really old roots. There's not a singular characteristic of their identity, so like it's kind of just like nebulous. They don't look like they come from any specific cultures, and the Mamawata's gender is fluid, so it can be either a man or a woman.
And so we're talking about a spirit.
It's more like a spirit than anything else.
And it's a mermaid?
Yeah, it presents itself as a merman, merwoman, and it kind of wards off natural disasters. So they see it as like this good spirit who helps and has wisdom and keeps them safe.
While Alexander the Great's sister's out there, you know, wrecking ships and
if they get the wrong answer,
feel bad about themselves.
Yeah,
nobody would get that answer, even if you took her side and you said, yeah, he's alive or he's great. The chance of you saying it, I'm sorry, we're past that.
So the Western European Milshain. So this is like how the Mamawata was kind of non-binary, fluid, gender fluid switching. This is definitely a feminine kind of spirit. And it's found in most European kind of folktales. And this has, it kind of looks like it's got like a serpent kind of fish tail. Like, you know how like the aerial mermaid has like a powerful kind of just like a fish tail? This is like a serpent-y kind of tail.
Like an eel?
Yeah.
Okay.
More like an eel.
Like a dead worm.
And sometimes it kind of has wings, too.
Sometimes it kind of has wings.
It's known to have wings as well.
Sometimes.
And they're found in Hungary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my mom's from Hungary.
Yeah. France and Germany.
She wasn't actually. She was born. She's Hungarian. She was born on the way here from Hungary.
So the most famous legend describes her as a willful girl who tries to get revenge on her human father on behalf of her fairy mother, only to be punished by her mother with a tail. So that's like how she became to be.
Willful.
Yeah.
Willful.
She's, yeah, a strong will.
So she's like, I'm going to become half fish.
Well, she wanted to get revenge, and then because she messed up, she became half fish.
Okay.
So those are some examples of mermaids from different cultures and where they kind of came from. But let's talk about what they might really be. So there could be several reasons. I think several is a good answer to what might be really going on here.
Oh, you mean they're not real, and this is why people might be thinking they're real.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm game. Let's go.
So this falls a little bit into your science love. Facial pareidolia, and that's what's called when humans see faces in stuff.
Oh, like trees.
Yeah, anything with basically two dots in a line, people see faces in that. And that can be humans putting faces onto animals, such as manatees, or...
Sorry, it's like because they actually have faces, so that's funny. Well, it's like I look at my cat and I see a face. Sometimes it punches, like shoves its face in my face.
Just like imagine like a cat like transforming its face into like a human face, because
that'd be trippy.
That'd be scary, right?
Can I just want to say this a little bit off the beaten path.
Yeah.
But I'm in a Facebook group that's like haunting and paranormal things where people talk about they don't tell stories, but they mostly show pictures. And it's so funny. If you guys think I'm skeptical, these people tear them apart. But it's so funny because they'll like zoom in so hard on a picture that looks like PlayStation 1 pixelated graphics. And they're like, I caught this in my hallway last night. What do you guys think it is? And I'm like, I don't see anything.
It looks like your wallpaper.
I see squares. Yeah. And it's like everybody mistakes insects for orbs too. But that's... Mm-hmm. That's neither here nor there. That just made me think about it because everybody sees faces and stuff.
But yeah, so that's kind of where this, I think, part of this myth comes from.
Sorry, are you saying water or are you seeing that they see a sea animal and they think the sea animal?
They see a sea animal. I think that's
like
where
a
it
manatee
is.
Or a manatee turtle
or
there's a beluga whale.
A whale? I don't know about a whale.
No. There's the beluga whale. Some people say that it like its legs look like it could be a mermaid's legs.
Oh, yeah. I could see that too. Maybe. Or there's even an extinct animal now known as, it was called a sea cow, and it's extinct.
Wait,
now.
Isn't the sea cow with
a manatee?
Yeah.
Different animal. Different animal.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to tell.
The sea cows? Or the manatees?
No, what's his name? Jim Gaffigan. He had a whole joke about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sea
yeah.
pig?
No, that's something they even compared.
That's what they called the megalodon.
Oh,
hey, sea cow.
Oh, my.
Big
tore
ass
you
cow.
Apart.
Yeah.
And then these stories get passed, and like, I saw this woman singing for me the ocean, and it just keeps passing, like, telling a game telephone. Now, people have heard these, like, kind of singing things too, right? What else could that be? If it's not a woman singing, what else could be singing from the ocean? It could be dolphins. It could be whale songs. It could be, there's so many things in the oceans that we don't really understand. It could be many things.
Skyquakes. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the crazy things about the ocean, which it's like, if there's any reason I wouldn't go unbelievable with this, it's just for the fact that the ocean is so unexplored.
But maybe those sounds, maybe those are still remnants of human subconscious, and they are sirens.
Or maybe, dude, people on boats back then would drink rum like it was water.
Yeah.
So what are the chances that they're just really, really
drunk?
Wasted? Yeah.
That could be too. That really could be too. This is my last piece of information I want to put out before we get into our modern day encounters. This is kind of a encounter from the olden times that was not Odysseus. Have you heard of Jason the Argonauts?
Yeah.
They also had to sail past this island that the sirens were on, and the poet Orpheus was with them. And he started to play his music, and they sang their songs, and his music drowned out theirs. So that's how they got past this island. He was out. He was battle-banding them.
He had a full stack.
Yeah. Turn that shit up. He had a marshal.
Yeah.
So they went past through perfectly without any problems.
He's a poet / musician. He's the starving artist. He's like, I'm kind of like a TikToker / YouTuber / poet / musician.
Exactly. But
I wear a lot of hats.
He was not 100% effective because one of the Argonauts, he was still enchanted enough where he jumped out of the ship to go to the sirens, and he was killed.
You said the sirens are only in one place. It seems like it wouldn't be that hard to avoid that one place.
You would think, but it feels like it's like a main kind of like highway with how many people go past it. So that is one of the last myths of the sirens and the mermaids of Greek mythology lore, and also just mermaids in general. So now let's move on to some modern day encounters. Now, there's a really creepy TikTok I wanted to bring up.
I hope it's the one I'm thinking of, because I just saw it on Facebook recently, which is funny that it was TikTok, but somebody posted the TikToks on Facebook.
Can you pause it? I'm going to show you. So we just watched the video, the TikTok about it.
Yeah, it is the one I saw. I didn't see the crab part, but I did see it on Facebook. Do you want to describe it, what happened?
Yeah, so basically, he's on this ship. He's a sailor or a fisherman or something, and he's on the ship, and you assume it's pretty late at night, and there's a storm going, and in the distance, you hear this sound. I guess that's how you describe it, as a sound. And it's haunting and beautiful, and there's nowhere around where it could be coming from. There's no rocks. There's no land. You just hear it echoing out of the blue.
I would call it screaming. It didn't seem... To me, it wasn't beautiful. Like, the way really? That they sing, it sounded more like a girl screaming.
I thought it was pretty, but I guess I'd be pulled under.
Yep, I'm like, eh, I don't like that. And then the second part.
Oh, the second part where he catches a crab, or like a crab ends up on their ship, and he throws it back into the ocean, and then a moment later, it flies back onto the ship, which is, honestly, it could be somebody else on the ship.
Well, you could also argue that the sounds could be something else, too. Like, he could have another phone, he could have some type of audio device, somebody could be having a boombox.
That's true, but it's
entertaining.
Yeah.
I actually saw a dramatized version where somebody collected a bunch of them and put them in a single Facebook post, and it was like, the first one was the original TikTok where you hear the voice is screaming in the dark and he's on the boat and he's walking around. It seems like at first he thinks somebody's in the water, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, kind of like, where are you? Let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it a little more believable to me. And then the second video that was in that post, it showed that like some type of like government agency got on the boat and started like inspecting the boat. And he was talking about how certain TikToks of his were getting taken down. And then I don't know if this is true or not, but they showed that he ended up in a really violent car accident, which he's apparently okay. But it gives off the feeling like, oh, you found out about something you're not supposed to find out about, and now we're going to take care of you. But by take care of you, I mean neglect you and or kill you. So it's interesting and it's entertaining and it's creepy.
It's creepy. It lives in your back of your mind. Like, what's out there? It's also that big fear of the unknown.
Yeah. Well, being out on the ocean in a boat just for an extended period of time, not like a cruise, but like a boat.
Yeah. Like where you're working.
That's very, very scary. I bet the stars that you could see at night, though, with no pollution around, light pollution, probably amazing.
Probably some of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever want to be a fisherman?
No.
I think I
don't even want to fish. I don't kill anything.
Okay. I would have considered it. So this comes from Reddit. Quote, this was around a year ago, in July 2018. It was on a trip to Goa, India, with some of my friends, and we were on this rented yacht in the Arabian Sea / Indian Ocean for the night. A lot of us were drunk as hell. Except for me. I'd stay away from the bottles that day because of a bet with a friend. He bet me around $20 I couldn't go 2 days on vacation without drinking or smoking. So he was sober. Early on in the night, some of my more intoxicated friends decided to look out at the vast sea and yelled excitedly that they see mermaids around us, which turned out to be marine mammals, commonly mistaken for mermaids. So this was around 11:30 or 12 at night, and I helped get them back inside with the others. The party had died down around 2 or 3 a.m. I decided to enjoy the view at the sea with a good old late night snack, barbecue chips. I was about halfway through the pack when I noticed these strange human-like figures coming up out of the water, and I, assuming they were actually mermaids seen by my drunk friends, decided to get a closer look. They formed what I thought was a circle around the boat and drew closer. Now I could tell that they had long, dark hair. It was a moonlit night, and I could see their grayish white faces. They did not rise very far above the water. I could only see their shoulders at most. I was still assuming there were some ugly mermaids in the poor lighting, and I tried waving to them, at which they all stared in my direction. They began to emit what I now feel was the most ghastly wailing I'd ever heard. It was oddly mesmerizing, and as I inched closer to the railing, I felt a strong urge to join them in the water. But I started back away when I saw that their eyes, they had no irises or any whites, but just plain black. Their mouths seemed to grow in size, and that was when my eyes convinced my ears not to give in. I dropped my chips and pulled away from the railing and fought my urges to jump over, and I ran inside, shutting the door behind me and falling to the ground. Everyone else was asleep, and the wailing just stopped abruptly. I was far too afraid to go outside at this point, so I decided to lose the bet and have a good amount of Henny and rum, plus half a blunt that my friends had left. I passed out the next morning. No one was missing, so that was good. No one believed me, though, and we had to head back to the hotel in the afternoon. End quote.
End quote. The first encounter. Shout out. I wonder if they were Lay's.
They were Lay's. It said Lay's. Oh,
nice. I had a kick where I was really on barbecue chips.
So what do you think of that?
It's entertaining.
Now, I do want to point out that was not on No Sleep. It was just something like a paranormal blog. It wasn't like, this is a fake story I made up.
Are they normally?
No. No. I mean, if they're on No Sleep, you can assume they are probably not true. But this was not on No Sleep.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. It's an interesting story. I don't know if it's, I believe it or not, but I could actually see it though, couldn't you? I could see it happening.
No, it was very visual. It was theatrical in that way, and I really like that. I like the description, you know, with like the black eyes and the mouth growing. Let me put it this way. If I saw that, I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
Like if I'm out in the middle on a boat in the middle of water and I see people start surrounding the boat, I wouldn't be surprised that I'd only see their shoulders. You know, they started standing up. How tall are these things?
Yeah.
But like, and then I got closer and I saw their faces like that. I mean, I would be absolutely terrified.
Yeah. But in the hotel, in the attic in Ohio, it's harder to visualize that, right?
I wonder what kind of withdrawal symptoms he was suffering from as well.
Because he said he hadn't been drinking, right?
Yeah. He must have been such into drinking and smoking enough for his friends to bet him that he could not do it for 2 days. I'm not, yeah. Like, if I go without caffeine and I get a headache, that doesn't mean I start seeing, you know, zombies and werewolves and stuff like that. I just mean his head might not, even though you would actually think that he's sober and in a clear mind space, it could actually very well be the opposite.
That's true. Not to cast aspersions or anything, but that's a thought. So let's move on to the next story. It's much shorter. This one's by Drinker of Men. This was actually an answer to a question to someone saying, have you ever seen a mermaid? And he answered the question like this. This might not be the kind of answer you would expect, but hear me out. I believe that mermaids exist and are the members of the fae or fairy world. I believe they can connect with people and, like in my case, even become their guides. I believe I have a merman guide who gives me interesting information and helps me make decisions. I won't be sharing any specific stories because they might be identifying. As for what they look like, my guide looks like you'd expect. He's got sinewy human arms and a lean human chest. He's blonde and blue eyes with average length hair. Very human from the waist up. Below that is a blue aquatic mammal tail. Fishtail is generally a misnomer. Fishtails swing from side to side, but a mammal tail swings up and down. Therefore, most of the mermaids you've seen in movies and fiction have mammal tails. I hope you don't think that I'm crazy. Feel free to private message me if you want to know more.
Did you private message
them? I did not private message them.
Did you get excited that they said Fae?
I did. I saw Fae. I was like, yeah.
My first instinct was like, I think Charlie wrote this. But then my second instinct was, I don't like this guy. He said like, I'm going to talk about it, but I can't like really talk about
it.
All I can say, all I'm allowed to say is this. And it's kind of like my spirit guide. It feels very, he sounds like a dude's got an ego.
I saw that. I thought that too. But I was like, I saw Fae, so I was like, yeah, all right.
It would be interesting to pick their mind more, I guess, about it and see. But like, I do like that he brought up fact about mammals versus fish. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yes, I do like that fact as well. I'm not sure if it's true. So this is another answer to another question. And this is by
sight blind. I'm going to read this story. This is the last story I have. This f***ed me up. I did not like it. It's so normal until the end. Okay, you ready? Quote, I don't know if this counts, but when I was 11-ish, a lifetime ago, my family went to the only real vacation we ever had, to a city near a beach. We had an actual hotel room, not a motel, that overlooked the ocean, and it seemed like the fanciest thing ever. When we went to the beach itself, though, it was gross. I hated it. There was trash everywhere, and I swear the water smelled like what I now recognize as formaldehyde. In addition to having a greasy slick on it, my parents insisted on enjoying our first time at the beach to the fullest, and made me and my little brother swim, even though I didn't want to. I was just big enough I knew I shouldn't cry, but damn, I wanted to. I stalled up and inched my way back, but my mom got fed up with me. My dad ended up grabbing me and carrying me into the water, which was uncomfortably warm and only stank worse than it had at the beach once it was on me. My dad threw me into the water laughing, like we were playing a game at the public pool back at home, but I just wanted to swim back to shore. The whole time, my brother had been quietly paddling in the water, too young to be grossed out as I was, or maybe just not caring because this had been exciting to him, to see the ocean for the first time. Preoccupied with me, my parents didn't realize for a few minutes that he slipped under the surface and hadn't bopped back up like he had before. When my mom screamed, Dad and I both forgot our issues and dove into the gray-blue coastal water, greasy film, stench, and all, to try to find him. It wasn't hard. Almost as soon as we realized he wasn't with us, he popped up a few hundred feet away. He said he'd been pulled, but swam back as hard as he could. My parents laughed in relief, assuming that he hid an undercurrent, and joked about how strong a swimmer he was. But I finally broke and swam straight for the shore, sobbing. They decided that was enough excitement for the day, and finally relented, packing up, going back to the hotel. I never told them. When I dove down to look, as he broke the surface and caught our attention, I saw something in the water. I saw a hand, right near his floaties, and staring at me, I saw a face with sharp teeth and gray skin and bright green eyes staring at me. It smiled. It flitted away as fast as it had appeared. I've never been back in the ocean. End quote.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
It might only be a story. It probably is only a story, but it's good.
It's really good, isn't it?
I like that a lot. I like the mundane, like you said, the mundaneness of it, but then there's like the twist, I guess, because it's like you're expecting it to happen in the moment.
Yeah.
And then it's a reflection. That's cool.
I did not like that one. I did like it. I was like, ugh.
Creeped you out and gave you the creepies.
But man, those are some of the things I learned about mermaids, some stories I learned, and some siren stories. I think it's all very cool and one of the oldest kind of myths that we have in human culture. But those are sirens and mermaids. So, in between the discussion and our, I guess, show proper, I want to shout out everyone on Patreon, and I especially want to shout out our new Patreons, Kim Smallwood and Aaron Stewart. I just want to thank you for joining our family on Patreon, because it means so much to both of us.
Yeah, we appreciate you supporting the show. We hope you enjoy all the new content. Like we said, we got quizzes. We actually did a quiz today. Not going to talk about how that went, but, you know, that'll be up. We have director's cuts. We have theatrical readings. We have interviews, which we just posted on Instagram before. It literally blew our mind, where we interview our listener submissions. Can't wait till we get to the Ouija board one from last week. That could be like 6 months from now. A lot of great extra bonus content on Patreon, if you're interested. Means a lot to us, and we're excited to keep putting out bonus material.
So thank you again for joining us on Patreon. Now let's get back to the episode. Man, that was a journey, wasn't it? And it's something that's so old, it feels
crusty.
Well, I was going to say not real to cover. Like,
oh.
Like almost surreal to cover.
I actually have a theory on why it feels like it's not real.
What's your theory, Tyler?
All right. I know normally we draw this out. I'm just going to get right to the meat, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I think that there could be a lot of really crazy, really unusual. Oh, by the way, this is just hitting me now. The reason, the Facebook article that was talking about that TikTok we listened to.
Yeah, yeah.
They said a bomb was dropped, like on purpose, not like an accident, like a testing.
Oh, yeah.
Was dropped in the water, and that bomb exploding in the water is what caused the sirens to scream.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of context. But anyway, I think if I was out on the ocean, even probably a lake, a big lake, if I'm out on the lake and it's dark and I'm alone, I'm terrified. I think the fact that so much of the ocean is unexplored is terrifying, and it makes me feel like there's a lot of things that could be out there. So could there be a creature that maybe resembles kind of like a person and a little bit like a fish, potentially? I'm not saying that it can exist, but the mythology of what a mermaid is, the fact, not the fact that it's its own species, its own thing that lives in the water, but the fact that it's half human woman, and then either half bird if it's a siren or half a fish if it's a mermaid. And like, when you get to some of the mythology where it's like, oh yeah, she died, and then now what? Now she's a mermaid. Like, I need more than that. Y'all would not take me seriously if you give me that story. I'm like, it's believable. I'm not saying it can exist. I'm just saying, and it could exist. It literally could. I don't think it'd be half human, half something else. I think it would be entirely its own species. There could be something in the water that can put people in a hypnosis and make, and to, you know, like the anglerfish with the light. Like, you can, things out there that manipulate to feed, or people were just drunk off their ass on rum. I don't know. Something out there could exist that could explain what we think a mermaid is. But I think most of our explanations, and I'm not trying to offend any cultures, I'm sure there's people out there that are listening that believe they've seen a mermaid. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've seen what I'm describing else. But in terms of it, the actual myth of what a mermaid is, half human, half fish or bird, I go unbelievable.
Here's the thing. I mostly agree with you. Mostly. Sitting here, nowhere near water, I think it's silly. I do. I really think it's silly. But 3 a.m, put me on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, there's no way in fuck I would come out of that cabin. There's no way.
But just because you're afraid of something in the water doesn't mean that you're afraid of the mythology of what a mermaid or a siren is. I look at them as two separate things. Like, this entity that could potentially exist, that people are seeing, and maybe it's not a whale they're mistaking, versus what we try to categorize it as.
To me, that's not this. It's the same thing. I think if it's that supernatural being that's been described, that's what it is. That's what I would view it as. That supernatural being, because it's not. I don't think it would be a natural phenomenon. I think it would be akin to a paranormal event.
So do you believe, like, the Alexander Great sister?
That's dumb.
But, like, why half human? Unless we're talking about evolution now, because I think we talked about in the quiz, but I think it was like the aquatic something of the ape, where it's like the belief that a human somehow went into the water and, like, through evolution turned into, like, this fish person. But give me, like, create a story about this thing that just naturally exists in the water and is creepy and does spooky stuff. That's one thing. But to say it's half human, like, I don't think a mermaid is anything human, if it exists.
I think you're thinking way too physical. I think this thing is, what a mermaid would be, would not be a physical entity. I think it would be kind of like a embodiment of kind of like, not watery evil, like, as like kind of like water evil, manis.
H2 ghost.
Yes, I guess so.
So similar to the Loch Ness monster, you're leaving the physical realm and you're saying these are like water spirits.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe something that doesn't have good intentions for humans because of what humans have done to the water.
Yeah, making turtles choke on those pop can plastic things. No, I mean, that's a joke. I mean, it's not a joke. That's real. But we do treat our oceans like big dumpsters.
Yeah.
So like, believing that it's a spiritual thing and believing that it's vengeful against humans, I'm more apt to buy into that than half human, half fish hybrids.
Just like these
I'm not budging from unbelievable, because I stuck that firmly in the ground, that flag. And I might change later. I mean, that's the thing in this world, people. You are, if you get new in, I feel like I've probably talked about this on here, but I'm going to say it again, just because I know new people listen. You haven't listened to our entire back catalog. if you are presented in any aspect of life with new information, you're allowed to change your opinion.
That's true.
It's very freeing. You might get some people say you're a flip-flopper. You might get some people saying, oh, that's not what you used to. Forget them. Forget them. You are allowed to change your opinion when presented with new information. I think there are a lot of fights, arguments, and grudges held by people who don't think they can change their opinion. All that to make myself feel better and say, if I'm out on the water and I hear lovely music coming and I see this half woman, half fish thing, and she says, I'm not a spirit. I am a half human, half fish thing, and I want to eat you. I will say, you sound a lot like a mermaid / siren, which are always lumped together. And she's like, I'm a little offended that you're lumping me together. Which one do you think I am? And I'm like, he lives and he reigns and I'm dead because I can't remember.
Conquers.
He conquers all. That, I'm going unbelievable. Saying, if I'm presented with more, I'm not like, for the rest of my life, I'm not saying unbelievable. I'm just saying for how I feel right now, based on this information, I'm unbelievable. But you haven't even said yours yet. I went on a huge spiel.
I think I go skeptical.
You're in the spiritual realm, so you're imagining this half chicken, half woman riding the Loch Ness monster.
Into the sunset. I could see it come like a similar energy. Yeah, I could see that.
Remember when you were talking about the Goatman Bridge and you were talking about the chicken bones?
Yeah.
What if those were dead mermaid skeletons?
I think those would be bigger than. Yeah.
Wasn't there a, like, Ripley's Believe It or Not or something that had, they claimed to have, like, a 2-foot-long mermaid?
That is Ripley, that is, Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
Yes, they claimed to have, like, a 2-foot-long, it was really, like, a monkey.
It was a monkey sewed to a fish. I saw it, actually, in research for this. It's creepy as shit.
Didn't make the cut, though?
No.
Got the chopping block off the episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're skeptical and we're unbelievable. I would bet money that somebody that either listens or follows us on Instagram has seen or believes to have seen something similar to a mermaid. So hit us up. Tell us why we're wrong.
I'd love to hear that story. So thank you for listening to this episode on Sirens and Mermaids. It was a whole lot of fun.
Everybody that wanted to hear about the Little Mermaid is pissed. Especially if they wanted to hear about the original tale. Because that one is Christian, like,
I did not bring him up.
Yeah. That one, like, because it's like her feet are, feels like she's on knives and like she has to kill him and step in her blood.
Yeah, it's those his intense. Blood.
Is it a grim tale?
No, it's Hans Christian Andersen.
That's right.
Hans Christian Andersen.
That's German as shit.
Yeah. Or so, Dutch.
Thank you everybody for listening. And we mentioned it earlier for a little bit, but if you like our episodes, if you like the podcast and you want to hear a little bit more, if you've caught up, you've heard every single episode we have to offer, if you want interviews, if you want quizzes, if you want fun segments, every Monday we post questions and we create episodes where we talk about what you guys think and we respond directly to your comments on those questions. Head to our Patreon, Believing the Bizarre. Check it out. See if there's a tier that has the content you like and we would very much appreciate the support.
And if you enjoy this episode in particular, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean just so much to me and Tyler. And thank you if you have already.
Yeah, seriously, if you have already, just know that we've talked about you and we love you.
yes, we do.
So thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.